Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I said I was reading verses 1 through 25 yesterday, but I ended up reading verses 1 through 20. So today I'm going to pick it up in Luke 7 and start in verse 21 through 50. And this is what it says. We left yesterday with the disciples of John the Baptist saying, is he really the Christ? Is he really the one? So this is starting at verse 21 in the World English Bible. It says this: In that hour, he cured many of the diseases and plagues and evil spirits, and to many who were blind, he gave sight. Jesus answered them, Go and tell John the things which you have seen and heard, that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have good news preached to them. Blessed is he who finds no occasion for stumbling in me. When John's messengers had departed, he began to tell the multitudes about John. What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Behold, those who are gorgeously dressed and live delicately are in king's courts. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. From Malachi 3:1. For I tell you, among those who are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptizer, yet he who is least in God's kingdom is greater than he. When all the people and the tax collectors heard this, they declared God to be just, having been baptized with John's baptism. But the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God, not being baptized by him themselves. To what then should I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another, saying, We piped to you and you didn't dance. We mourned and you didn't weep. For John the Baptizer came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, He has a demon. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Wisdom is justified by all her children. One of the Pharisees invited him to eat with him. He entered into the Pharisee's house and sat at a table. Behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that he was reclining in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. Standing behind his feet, weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears, and she wiped them with the hair of her head, kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw it, he said to himself, This man, if he were a prophet, would have perceived who and what kind of woman this is who touches him, that she is a sinner. But Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to tell you. He said, Teacher, say on. A certain lender had two debtors. The one owed him 500 denarii and the other 50. When they couldn't pay, he forgave both. Which of them therefore loved him the most? Simon answered, He, I suppose, to whom he forgave the most. He said to him, You have judged correctly. Turning to the woman, he said to Simon, Do you see this woman? I entered into your house, and you gave me no water for my feet, but she has wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but she, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. You didn't anoint my head with oil, but she has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore, I tell you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But one to whom little is forgiven loves little. He said to her, Your sins are forgiven. Those at the table at him began to say to themselves, Who is this who even forgives sins? He said to the woman, Your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Mind if I pray for you? Oh Lord, there's a lot of stories here, and we see just this dividing line between the Pharisees and the lawyers, not having the baptism of John and not understanding any of that. And yet we see the actual true disciples of you, who are the ones who do these lavish expressions of love. And we see this beautiful woman who had had many sins, and you were not shy about saying that she did have many sins, but she was so enamored and captured by you that she wet your feet with her tears and anointed you with very expensive perfume. She lavished worship on you. And Lord, that just reminds me that sometimes we can get so caught up in the fact that we are sinners. And it's true. I'm full of sin. Thankfully I've got the Holy Spirit within me that convicts me of that sin, but I still am a sinner saved by grace. And we can get so caught up in that, but we can forget just how beautiful and amazing and powerful and awe-inspiring and holy you are, that we forget to lavish worship on you. You are our everything. You are the reason we wake up in the morning. You are the one who created us. You are the one who spun the world into existence. You deserve our tears. You deserve our ointment. You deserve our very best. You deserve our devotion. You deserve our worship. And so right now, as we worship you, we praise you with everything inside of us because you are worthy. You are holy, holy, holy. And we just take this moment today to say that we love you, to worship you in all of your glory and your splendor, and to thank you for who you are. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you, and I hope you have an amazing, joy-filled, beautiful, peaceful day of rest.